Jekka News, you need to know now.
On the roads, you can expect slow-moving traffic on the N3 South, basically from the Buccleuch interchange all the way to the Geldenhuys interchange in Germiston. And then in Edenvale, there is a stationary vehicle on the R24 West just after the Edenvale Road exit, causing queuing traffic there.
The Minister of Electricity, Khosiyenso Ramakgopa, has promised the total wipeout of load reduction in 6 to 12 months from now. He says it affects about 8.5 million South Africans. And the Weather Service has issued a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms expected this afternoon. It's going to be in Gauteng, Northwest and Mpumalanga. Then some news from the continent. The African Union congratulated Peter Mutharika for his election win in Malawi. Now, he previously held power from 2014 to 2020. He was re-elected with nearly 57% of the votes. And Germany says it plans on spending 35 billion euros on space defense by 2030. The defense ministry there believes that Russia and China have rapidly expanded their capabilities of conducting warfare in space, like jamming, manipulating or destroying satellites. I'm Alina Fischer, more news at 5.
We start off with some tennis news. World number one Carlos Alcaraz shrugged off an ankle injury to beat Argentina's Sebastian Baez 6-4 and 6-2 earlier today with a gritty start to his Japan Open campaign. US Open champion Alcaraz crumpled to the ground chasing a shot in the fifth game of the opening set in Tokyo and sat on court grimacing for several minutes. But after that, there was a bit of a rain delay, so maybe that helped him recover to be able to win in straight sets. Jannik Sinner beat Croatia's Marin Cilic 6-2, 6-2 as he cruised into the Beijing second round as well, showing no signs not feeling well after losing out in the US Open final to Carlos Alcaraz. And in football news, Borussia Dortmund coach Niko Kovac, well, he expects his team to extend their unbeaten run in the Bundesliga when they visit Mainz 05 on Saturday with their confidence on the rise. And Arsenal defender William Saliba has agreed a new 5-year contract with the club. The France international has 2 years left on his contract, and according to the BBC, he is going to be signing it up and to stay until 2030. He is, of course, one of the major parts of Mikel Arteta's defense after joining in August 2022. He's already made 137 appearances, and as you can hear, one North Londoner is happy that Saliba will be staying.
Best center back in the world for another 5 years. What a pleasure.
Well, someone else who's returning, New Zealand rising star Georgia Miller, well, she's been recalled for Saturday's Women's Rugby World Cup third place playoff against France after she missed last week's semi-final loss against Canada. The injury sidelined the 21-year-old flanker as the defending champions fell 34-19 to an inspired Canadian side in Bristol. It was the Black Ferns' first defeat at a World Cup since 2014. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jekka and FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.
J-Lo. Ya tu sabes, no hay más nada.
It's a new generation.
Mr. Worldwide.
Of party people.
Get on the floor, daddy. Get on the floor. Red
one. Let me introduce you to my party people. In the club,
I'm loose, and everybody knows I get off the train. Baby, it's the truth. I'm like Inception, I play with your brain, so I don't sleep or snooze. I don't play no games, so don't get it confused, no, cause you will lose, yeah. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck. Die.